So we saw the Dhyana Shloka yesterday. So in this first part had only one chapter, because same Devi only comes as Lakshmi. That's why it's all about Durga's greatness only. So threefold powers. The significance I'll tell you together. When the power is totally unmanifest, the total power of knowledge unmanifest is Maya. So Maya is just a name given to the unmanifest power of Bhagavan, otherwise reality. So when the power is unmanifest, what happens? The still, only the sthulam becomes resolved. Sthulam becomes disintegrated, but the sukshma still continues to be there. That is what the demons come to destroy the Brahma. Means actually how the mind can be ruined. The ruining of the mind. He is in fact losing the human body. The status of being the human being. If the mind is ruined, because my mind only differentiates the human being from other animals. We saw, I'll tell you the whole thing again separately, but now let us see the second story. So second part consists of three chapters, where first Devi comes as Lakshmi. And we'll see that anyway. So here Mahishasura's army is destroyed first. So what is Mahishasura? What is the army of Mahishasura? We'll understand now. So Dityodhyayaha. Mahishasura Sainya Vadaha. So in the second chapter, we understand the Vadaha, destruction of the army of Mahishasura. Mahishasurasya Sainyasya Vadaha. Mahishasura Sainya Vadaha. Om Rishiruvacha. Muni tells, Rishihi tells, Devasuram abhodyuddham purnam abdashatam pura. Why? Now Muni is telling, because the Sumedhas, the Rishi Sumedhas, was asked by Surataha, the king, please, who is this Maya? What is her function? What is her action? What is her, please tell us. That's why he started telling. So now, Maya was first in the form of Vishnu's sleep. And even, so Lord Brahma praised her. Only if she blesses, then manifestation is possible. The Vishnu woke up. Then the demons are killed. We'll understand the significance later on. Now, Rishi continues to tell Devi's glory only. Devi as the manifest power. Devasuram abhodyuddham purnam abdashatam pura. See, even Om Rishi Ruvacha, we do not know what is the mantra hidden there. Even Om Rishi Ruvacha, it only means Rishi said, Rishi had said. Rishihi Uvacha, Rishi Ruvacha. But there are some bijas hidden in that sentence, which means Rishi said. That is why it's counted as a mantra. Om Rishi Ruvacha. If you say, you only know Rishi Ruvacha, you are saying, there's a mantra hidden. What is the mantra? That is the Bija mantra. Those things, that's the lesson, how to extract mantras from these sentences. I'll teach you a big separate lesson, that is. Om Rishi Ruvacha. Devasuram abhodyuddham purnam abdashatam pura. Mahishesura namadhipe devanancha purandare. Itham, okay, devanancha purandare. Tatra surair mahavirair devasainyam parajitam. Jitva chasakalan devan. Indro bhon mahishasuraha. So here, the Muni introduces, as soon as the Rishi tells now, Pura before. Abdashatam. Pura Devasura Devasuram Abhut Yuddham. See, Devasuram means the Yuddham means battle, war. War pertaining to Devas and Asuras, war fought by Devas and Asuras is called Devasuram. Devasuram Yuddham. Devanam Asuranam cha Madhye Jatam Yuddham. Devasuram Yuddham. This battle between Devas and Asuras happened. Abhut happened. There was a battle between Devas and Asuras. Devasuram Yuddham Abhut. Abhut means Abhavat. Okay, Pura, before it happened. And then he says, Abda means 100. Abdam means year. Shatam means 100. 100 years. Complete 100 years. Purnam. I mean, the total 100 years. Continuously, without any gap in between, 100 years. Purnam. Abdashatam Purnam. Purnam Abdashatam. Abdashatam Purnam means 100 years completely without any gap in between. Yuddham Abhut. There was a war. The battle between Devas and Asuras. It's called Devasuram Yuddham Purnam Abdashatam Abhut. Okay. That when did it happen? It is said, Mahishe Asuranam Purandare. Purandare cha Devanam. Adipe. See, when Mahishaha was the, Mahishaha is the name of, Mahishaha literally means buffalo. But here Mahishasura is called Mahishaha. The demon having the buffalo's head is called Mahishasura. So Mahishaha Asuranam Adipaha Asit. So when Mahishasura was the king of the head of the all the demons, simultaneously Purandaraha is name of Indra. When Purandaraha was the head of, Adipaha means head, Lord, head of the Devas. Mahishaha and Adipaha were the heads of demons and Devas, gods. Devatas, okay, gods simultaneously. So when Mahisha was Lord of Deva, Lord of Asuras, when Indra was Lord of Devas, between them, Devas and Asuras, happened a war continuously without any break in between for 100 years. Sati Saptami, Mahishe Asuranam Adipe, Purandarecha Devanam Adipe. So when these two were heads of the two groups, that is the time Devasuram Yuddham, the war between Devas and Asuras, Abhut happened for 100 years completely without any gap. Abdashatam. See, Shatam Abdani. Abdashatam. Abdam means year. So, Shashti Abdapurti means what? 60th year completion. Shashti Abdapurti. They say that. Abdam year. So, Abdashatam 100 years. Purnam continued. What happened? Tatra. What happened? Very quickly, the story moves. Tatra. Tatra Surair Mahavirair. Devasainyam Parajitam. So Devasainyam Parajitam. Sainyam. New to gender word. Sena. Feminine gender word. Army. Devanam Sainyam. Devasainyam. The army of Devas, Devas army was defeated. Parajitam defeated. By whom? Parajitam. Past passive participle. Devasainyam Parajitam. By Devas. Asuraihi, say by Asuras. Mahavirayihi Asuraihi. So Tatra, there in that war between Devas and Asuras, Mahavirayihi Asuraihi, by the asuras of great strength, mahavīryaihi asuraihi, by the people of great strength. Who are they? Asuras. Maha asuraihi, that is asuraihi mahavīryaihi. By asuras, by demons of great strength, Deva's army was defeated. Jitvacha sakalan devan. Sakalan devan jitva. Having won. Jitva having won. Sakalan devan. All devas. Sakalan all. Devan devas. Jitva having won. Indraha abhut mahishasuraha. Indrobhun, if you break it, Indraha Abhut, Abhun, then Indraha Abhut, Mahishasuraha. Mahishasura became the Indraha. Mahishasura became the Indraha. It means even all the Deva, for all of them also, Mahishasura became the chief. Indra's seat, Indra's position, Mahishasura won. By defeating the Devas. So, Sakalan Devan Jitva Indraha Mahishasuraha Abhavat. Abhut means Abhavat. Okay. Now you can understand a simple sentence now. Past passive voice sentence. Next.
Tatav Parajita Deva Padmayonim Prajapatim. Tatav parajita deva padmayonim prajapatim puraskritya gatastatra yatresha garudadhvajau. Tatav parajita deva padmayonim prajapatim puraskritya gatastatra yatresha garudadhvajau.
Now, tataha. Again, tataha, thereafter. Just now we saw in Upanishad class, tataha, thereafter. Tataha, thereafter. Parajitaha devaha. See, devaha, parajitaha means what? Devas were defeated. But the defeated devas. See, participle comes in the adjective, you know, parajitaha devaha. The devas who were defeated. Defeated devas. Gataha, they went. They approached. Okay? They went. To whom? Garudadvajau. Yatra Isha Garudadvajau. They went to the place where Lord Shiva and Vishnu were together. Yatra, where Ishaha Garudadvajau. Garudadvajaha means Vishnu. Ishaha means Lord Shiva. Isha, Ishaha cha, Garudadvajaha cha, Isha Garudadvajau. They went to a place where Lord Shiva and Brahma were together. Sorry, Lord Shiva and Vishnu were together. So to go to a place where Lord Shiva and Vishnu were together. Yatra Ishaha Garudadvajaha cha. Yatra Isha Garudadvajau. They both were there. Shiva and Vishnu. To go there, these devaha, no, they went there, but having in front, puraskritya. Puraskritya means what? Having in front, padmayonim prajapatim. Having in front, Brahma, padmayonihi. Padmayonihi means what? One who is born in the lotus. Padmayonihi. Mean the one who was born in the lotus is called Padmayonihi. Padmayonihi is Brahma here. He is also known as Prajapatihi. So having the lotus born Brahma, Prajapatihi in the forefront, having him in the forefront, Puraskritya, Parajitaha Devaha, all these defeated Devas, Gataha went to that place, went there, and approached Shiva and Vishnu. Went to the place where Shiva and Vishnu were together. It always happens, you know.
seek help, seeking help. It's called intelligent living. Seeking help. Swamiji says, seeking help.
Yathavrittam tayostadvan mahishasurachestitam. Yathavrittam tayostadvan mahishasurachestitam. Tridasha kathayama surdeva bhibhava vistaram. Yathavrittam tayostadvan mahishasurachestitam. Tridasha kathayama surdeva deva bhibhavas. Deva bhibhava vistaram.
So here, yathavrittam. Yathavrittam. Tayoho tadvat mahishasura cheshtitam tridashaha kathayamasuhu deva bibhava vistaram. Here deva abhibhavaha, deva abhibhavaha means defeat. Deva abhibhavaha means defeat of devas. Deva abhibhavaha. Abhibhavaha means defeat. Devabhibhavaha, defeat of devas. So devabhibhava vistaram. Vistara means history or narration. Devabhibhava vistaram. Vistaraha here means elaboration of the defeat of devas. Devabhibhava vistaram. Elaboration of devas, defeat of devas. Then Mahishasura cheshtitam. Mahishasura's behavior. Mahishasura's cheshtitam means activity or behavior. So Mahishasura's cheshtitam, Mahishasura's activity, defeat of, elaboration of the defeat of devas. A narration of defeat of devas. Yathavrittam. Yathavrittam, as happened. Exactly as happened. Yathavrittam, eppadi nadandado appadi. Yathavrittam means happened. Yathavrittam, as happened. Kathayamasuhu. Kathayamasuhu is a past perfect tense. You do not know, but to learn, understand. Kathayamasuhu means kathitavantaha. Kathayamasuhu is a past perfect tense form of kathayanti. So kathitavantaha. You better you use the verb kathitavantaha. Kathayamasuhu can be replaced by kathitavantaha. Who narrated? Who said? Tridashaha. Tridashaha is another word for devas. Tridashaha devaha. Tridashau devo. Tridashaha devaha. Devaha is another word for devaha is tridashaha. So tridashaha devaha kathayamasuhu. Devas kathitavantaha. Devas said. Okay. To whom? Tayoho. Tayoho means to both. Tayoho means, no, they presented in front of them. Tayoho, both Vishnu, in front of both Shiva and Vishnu. Tayoho. So, Tridashaha Kathitavantaha. Devas presented in front of them. Means they told them. They told Shiva and Vishnu. What they said? Yathavrittam. They told everything as happened. In terms of Mahishasura's activity, Mahishasura's behavior, and the defeat of, the narration of the defeat of devas, or the elaboration of the defeat of devas, they told everything to Lord Brahma and Vishnu. Yathavrittam Mahishasura cheshtitam deva abhibhava vistaram yathavrittam tayoho tadvan, the same way, okay? Tayoho தயோ த்ரிதசாஹ கதித்தவந்தஹ. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? கேன் மூவ் ஆன் நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன். வி ஸ்டோரி ஃபினிஷ் சோ வி கேன் டிஸ்கஸ் இட் லேட்டர் ஆன்.
சூர்யேந்திராக்ஞ்ய நிலேந்தூனாம் யமஸ்ய வருணஸ்ய ச. சூர்யேந்திராக்ஞ்ய நிலேந்தூனாம் யமஸ்ய வருணஸ்ய ச. அன்யேஷாம் சாதிகாராம் ச ஸ்வயமேவாதிதிஷ்டதி. சூர்யேந்திராக்ஞ்ய நிலேந்தூனாம் யமஸ்ய வருணஸ்ய ச. அன்யேஷாம் சாதிகாராம் ச ஸ்வயமேவாதிதிஷ்டதி.
Now they started complaining about Mahishasura to Vishnu and Shiva. So first they told how they were defeated and how Mahishasura became the Indra's position, got the Indra's position. As a result of his becoming Indra, what happened? He is the Lord of Devas now. Now he has grabbed the positions of all the Devas. All the Devas are now jobless. So he says, Surya, Surya. Okay, Indra. Surya, Indra, Suryendra. What Sandhi? Guna Sandhi. Surya, Indra, Suryendra. Suryasya, Indrasya. Indra, Agni, Indra, Agni. Indra, Agni, Indra, Agni. So Suryasya, இந்திரஸ்ய அக்னேஹே. அக்னிஹி தேர்ட் தேவதா. அக்னி அனிலஹ, அக்னி அனிலஹ, அக்னி அனிலஹ என் சந்தி. ஹவு மெனி சந்திஸ் இன் ஒன் ஸ்மால் வேர்ட். சூரிய, இந்திர, அக்னி, அனில. யூ மஸ்ட் ரைட் செப்பரேட்லி அண்ட் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ஒன்று ஹோம்ஒர்க். சூரிய பிளஸ் இந்திர பிளஸ் அக்னி பிளஸ் அனில, அனில பிளஸ் இந்து. இந்து நாம். சோ இந்துஹு நவ செப்பரேட் வேர்ட்ஸ். சூர்யா சன், இந்திரா இந்திரா, அக்னிஹி ஃபயர், அனிலஹ ஏர். அனிலஹ இஸ் அனதர் வேர்ட் ஃபார் வாயு. அனிலஹ வாயு. தென் இந்துஹு மூன், இந்துஹு மூன் சந்திரஹா. ஓகே, இந்துஹு அனதர் வேர்ட் ஃபார் சந்திரஹா. Then Yama, Yamaha, Yamasya, Varunasya, Yamaha, Varunaha. How many Devas now? Suryaha, Indraha, Agnihi, Anilaha, Induhu, Yamaha, Varunaha. Seven people. Surya, Indra, Agni, Anila, Chandra, Yama, Varuna. All the Surya, Indra, Agnila, Indu, Naam. அதிகாரான். ஓகே, அதிகார் மீன்ஸ் ரைட்ஸ். அதிகாரஹா ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் ரைட். தேர் பொசிஷன், அதிகாரான் தேர் ரைட்ஸ். யமஸ்ய வருணஸ்ய அண்ட் ஆல்சோ தி ரைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் யம, ரைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் வருணா, ரைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் தேவா, சூர்யா, இந்திரா, அக்னி, வாயு அண்ட் சந்திரா, ரைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் தேவதாஸ். Also, Anyesham, Anyesham means he didn't want to give the names of all other people. Anyesham of all other people. What? Adhikaran. So, rights of all other people. Yama, rights of sun, rights of Surya, Indra, Agni, Vayu, Chandra, Yama, Varuna, and also other, all other people, adik rights. Swayameva, swayameva he himself, swayameva himself, swayam himself only, swayameva adithishtati. Adithishti means he all their rights he enjoys. He used us. Adityashti means he has taken their positions. Adityashti means he stands in their positions. taking all their rights. That's the meaning. Adhikarangalai avan seluthugiran. What does it mean? He has taken their rights and he stands in their position and he rules. So they all have lost their rights. Suryasya, Indrasya, Agnehe, Anilasya, Indoho, Yamasya, Varunasya, Anyeshamcha Adhikaran. Saha Swayam Eva Adhitishtati. Adhitishtati, he remains in their positions, having taken all their rights.
Swarganirakrita sarve tena devagana bhuvi vicharanti yatha martya mahishena duratmana. Swarganirakrita sarve tena devagana bhuvi vicharanti yatha martya mahishena duratmana.
Now it said, all these people, sarve devaganaha, all the groups of deva, sarve devaganaha, now bhuvi vicharanti. Bhuvi means in this mortal world, in this bhuloka, vicharanti, they are wandering. Vicharanti, all the groups of devas are wandering in bhuloka, in the world of mortals, in the human world. Yatha martyaha, like the human beings. Martyaha means a human being. Mortal is, human being is called a mortal. Because he is a, one day he has to die. That's why. Yatha martyaha, just as human beings, the mortals, just as deva has said to be amritaha. Amritaha means they are immortals because they have long life, not 100 years. They have very long life. Therefore, now Amaraha, Devaha are wandering in this world of mortals like human beings, mortal human beings. Yatha Martyaha Tatha Devaganaha, Sarve Devaganaha Bhuvi Vicharanti. Why they're wandering in the Bhuloka? Because Swargat Nirakritaha. Swargat from the heaven. Nirakritaha, they have been chased out. They have been chased out of heaven, poor devas. So, nirakritaha. Reject, nirakaroti is the verb. Nirakaroti, rejects. Nirakrita, rejected. Rejected from heaven. Chased from heaven. Nirakaroti, chases. Rejects. Nirakrita, past passive participle. Nirakritaha, chased away, rejected from heaven. Swargat, from the heaven. Swargat, from the heaven. Nirakritaha, rejected, chased out, chased away. By whom? Tena. Tena means Mahishasurena. So by that Mahishasura, all these groups of devas chased out of the heaven. Now, martyaha, yatha martyaha, like the martyaha iva, yatha means iva, like the human beings, mortal human beings, they are wandering in the bhuloka, in this bhuvi vicharanti, kutra bhuvi. In this world of mortals, they are wandering, like the mortals. Again, Duratmana. Duratmana means what? Wicked-minded Mahishasura. Duratma, wicked-minded. By the wicked-minded Mahishasura, chased out of heaven, all the groups of devas wander in this world of mortals like the mortal human beings. Tena Duratmana Nirakritaha, Swargat Nirakritaha Devaganaha, Tena Duratmana, Swargat Nirakritaha Sarve Devaganaha, Yatha Martyaha, Martyaha Iva, புவி விசரந்தி. மகிஷேன இஸ் ஆல்சோ தட் தேன துராத்மனா மகிஷேன. பை த விக்கட் மைண்டட் மகிஷாசுரா தேன துராத்மனா மகிஷேன ஸ்வர்காத்து தேவகணாக நிராகிருத்தாக. இட்ஸ் அ சிம்பிள் பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் சென்டென்ஸ். தேன மகிஷுர் தேன துராத்மனா மகிஷேன பை தட் விக்கட் மைண்டட் விக்கட் மைண்டட் மகிஷாசுரா ஆல் தி தேவாஸ் வேர் சேஸ்ட் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் ரிஜெக்டட் ஃப்ரம் ஹெவன். பாசிவ் வாய்ஸ் சென்டென்ஸ். Now those devas who were rejected by, chased away by this wicked minded Mahishasura from heaven, now vicharanti, now they wander in this bhuloka, bhuvi, in this bhuloka like the mortal human beings. I think I'm going to stop the class. I want this philosophical significance definitely. But let us do the story part because we get stuck. I should not stop the story halfway. It's a papam. Devi Mahatma should not be stopped halfway. It's a very compulsory. That is why tapas that is. Let me continue and finish it quickly. Then I can tell you the lot of information about Puranas, the stories, the whole thing will continue. Okay? Om. ஓம் நமச்சண்டிகாயை ஹே பகவதி பராசக்தி ரக்ஷ ஜெகதீஸ்வரி. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.